Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today we'll read from Ninth Canto. We're going backwards now, 10th canto. And there's so many good purports in these two chapters, 10 and 11. And so we'll chant a short verse, number 3, if it shows up on the board. Okay. Is it up there? My eyesight's going. Tasyanu charitam rajan. Vishibhis tatvadashibhi. Shutam hi vanitam hori. Tvaya sita patir mohu. Tasyanu charitam rajan. Rishibhis tatvadarshibhi. Shutam hi vanitam bhori. Tvaya sita patir mohu. Tasyanu charitam rajan. Yushibhis tatvadashibhi. Shutang hi vanitam bhori. Tvaya sita patit mohu. Bolo. Tasyanu charitam rajan. Rishibhis tatvadashibhi. Shutam bhori. Tvaya sita patir anybody, ladies? Students, anybody special? Reward for someone who... do it by himself. Mm-hmm. Tasya.
Tasya.
Of him, the supreme, supreme personality of Godhead, Lord Ramchandra. And his brothers. Anucharitam. Transcendental activities. Rajam. O King. Maharaj Parikshit. Rishibhi. By great sages or saintly persons. Tattvadarshini. By persons who know the absolute truth. Shutam.
Have all been heard.
Indeed. Varnitam. As they have been so nicely described. Bhori. Many. Twaya. Bayu. Sita Pate. Of Lord Ramchandra. The husband of Mother Sita. Oh, more than often. Translation. O King Parikshit, the transcendental activities of Lord Ramchandra have been described by great saintly persons who have seen the truth. Because you have heard again and again about Lord Ramchandra, the husband of Mother Sita, I shall describe these activities only in brief. Please listen. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Modern Rakshasas. Posing as educationally advanced merely because they have doctorates, have tried to prove that Lord Ramchandra is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but an ordinary person. But those who are learned and spiritually advanced will never accept such notions. They will accept the descriptions of Lord Ramchandra and his activities only as presented by Tattvadarshis, those who know the absolute truth. In Bhagavad Gita 3:4:34, the Supreme Personality of God advises, Tadvidhi panipatena paripashnena sevaya upadekshanti te gyanam gyanina tattvadarshana. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master, inquire from him submissively, and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. Unless one is tattvadarshi, in complete knowledge of the absolute truth, one cannot describe the activities of the personality of Godhead. Therefore, although there are many Ramayans, so-called Ramayans, or histories of Lord Ramachandra's activities, some of them are not actually authoritative. Sometimes Lord Ramachandra's activities are described in terms of one's own imagination, speculations, or material sentiments. But the characteristics of Lord Ramchandra should not be handled as something imaginary. While describing the history of Lord Ramchandra, Shukadeva Goswami told Maharaj Parikshit, you have already heard about the activities of Lord Ramchandra. Apparently, therefore, 5,000 years ago, there were many Ramayanas or histories of Lord Ramchandra's activities, and there are many still. But we must select only those books written by Tattvadarshis, Ganinas Tattvadarshinaha, not the books of so-called scholars who claim knowledge only on the basis of a doctorate. This is a warning by Shukadeva Goswami, Rishibhi's Tattvadarshibhi. Although the Ramayana, composed by Valmiki, is a huge literature, the same activities are summarized here by Shukadeva Goswami in a few verses. Om Gyanat Manandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chaksal Militangina Tasmai Shigave Namaha Chaitanya Manabhishtang Tapitan Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupagada Mayam Vedati Sapadanti Kam Pandeham Shigaro Shijita Patagamanam Shigurum Vaishnavam Shirupam Sakujatam Sahagana Raganatam Litam Tam Sativam Satvaitam Savadutam Barijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Shirata Krishna Banam Sagana Lalita Shivashakam Hey Krishna Karan Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopikaka Kanta Namostute Panchakalpa Durubhyascha Kipasnubhye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Natananda Shidvaita Gadara Shivasati Gaur Bhakti Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Well, there's two chapters here, so I never could this morning and yesterday, I couldn't figure out what I would say more than Valmiki. So I think, what is it, 25,000 shlokas in Ramayana or something? I don't know. I think I know one. Prabhupada quotes it many times. Abhayam sarvada tasmai, that one. One who surrenders to me, and it's quoted throughout. And also there's another verse that when Vishvamitra Muni met with Maharaj Dasarath, Aihishtam yathad puna janma jayau. And this verse was repeated more than any other verse. It may only be a part of a verse, I'm not sure. In the Yudhakanda. Not the Yudhakanda. It's before that. The other verse is from Yudhakanda. So this verse, Prabhupada said, is so important. And he picked this verse to always speak about or include while he was speaking. And it says, Aihishtam yathad puna janma jayai. So it's kind of in line with what this purport says, and many of these purports, which we'd like to read more of. And it, therefore, when Vishvamitra came to ask for Lord Ram, he wanted Lord Ram. Can you just imagine that, having Lord Ram as your son, and Lakshman, they were inseparable, and Shatrughna and Bharata also were inseparable. And Maharaj Dasarath couldn't have a son for so long, and he was treating him as his son. And he couldn't go within even a few minutes, just like Nanda Maharaj or Jagannath Mishra. If you have Krishna as your son, you're constantly absorbed in your son. Especially Lord Ram. And Vishvamitra Muni came to ask that if your son could come and please, we have so many demons. And Maharaj Dasarath said that, you can't take my son. he's not even mature. He's not even trained up. He was so devastated. He said, I will go with all my armies. I'm sitting on my elephant. I will destroy your demons. He said, no, I only want your son. But anyway, during that conversation, Maharaj Dasarath knew, he was very intelligent. He knew how to respect. He got off his own throne. He gave his throne to Vishvamitra. And therefore he asked him, Aihishtam yathad puna janma. How is your business going? What is the business of this great sages? Prabhupada said. Just like ordinary persons get together, they say, oh, how is your business? So you're selling very nice. You ask Prangovinda, your jewelry is selling. Of course, he'll say, oh, yeah, it's okay. Whether it's good or bad, it's okay. He's not going to say, yes, fantastic, or anything. You know, businessmen are always very careful. And because they know someone may become envious or someone may become... Anyone who has any business, small or big, you know, you say, yes. So this is what they say. But the sages, this is their business. Puna janma jayaya. And this is the purpose of the whole Ramayana and whole Bhagavatam, especially Bhagavatam. So because it's sometimes watered down or given in vernacular, just like Tulsidas, the Ramayana. So sometimes Prabhupada quoted Tulsidas in specific instances, and he's given great credit. But when Prabhupada was asked about this Tulsidas Ramayana, he even quoted one first verse there, long verse. Someone asked him, he quoted a Sanskrit verse. Still, he didn't recommend this Tulsidas Ramayana. And Tulsidas Ramayana, I'm sure, is much more bona fide than some modern-day Ramayana. So this Ramayana has been going on for millions of years, as Sukadeva Goswami, as Pariksit Maharaj says, you've heard it so many times. Probably they could both repeat the whole thing. Whole Ramayana, who knows? Sukadeva Goswami, he spoke millions of verses different times in higher planets. And similarly, Pariksit Maharaj was so learned. But the main purport as given here is one has to hear from the Tattva-darshana. So we'll just keep reading and skipping and getting the thread of what some of these pastimes are. There's the next verse is number 4. I'll read you one line just to see why we didn't put it up on the screen. Gurvarte taktva rajo vyacharad anuvachanam anuvanam padma padbhyam priyaya. So this is a long verse, but it says, to keep the promise of his father intact, Lord Ramachandra immediately gave up the position of king and accompanied by his wife, now has skipped ahead of so many things. I mean, all time, and he married Sita, he went to the forest, he killed so many Rakshasas, headed by... Who were they headed by? Maricha. And who's the other one? Huh? Kar? And so... Ramchandra, yeah, and he also cut the nose of, he did so many things. And he went and he broke a bow that 300 men had to carry, Lord Shiva's bow, and he went in the forest, he delivered Ahalya, who was turned into stone because she cheated on her husband unknowingly. And he asked Vishvamitra, Ramachandra, he acts as the perfect disciple of Vishvamitra. And actually, he acts as a perfect disciple, perfect husband, Eka Patni Vrata. Because even after Lord Ram banished Sita, he had so many golden Sitas made. Every time there was a yajna, he would make a murti of gold of Sita. And at one point, all these Sitas, they beg Lord Ram that we are just like Sita, you should take us as your wives. He said, I can't really do that now, but you all, they got the blessings that would appear in Krishna's Leela as gopis also. Just like the sages in the forest, in Mithila, and various places, the sages would get benedictions to appear as gopis. So these golden Sitas also. So he was very strict in his vow. Maryada Purushottama. He's setting the example. This is the thread that Sukadeva Goswami is bringing out also in all these verses. He's not just giving pastime, but he's giving philosophy. And Prabhupada is going further to give great philosophy. Sometimes Prabhupada was asked to tell so many stories. But generally he would say, no, I'm giving philosophy, not stories. You can hear stories so many times. But I am giving a philosophy. This is the first thing we see in this purport we just read. What is the first thing? It's modern Rakshasas. Ravana was a chief Rakshasa. So all the latter day Rakshasas, they're following in the footsteps, trying to enjoy the material energy. This was Prabhupada's mission. Bitti bitti achi japta nagaradigan sarvatra pracho hobe mor nam. To spread the holy name, Ram. Of Ram, Krishna, the holy name, Maha Mantra. In this way, to dissipate the influence of the modern day Rakshasas, Ravanas. Ravana means to make cry. He made cry many people. And so, the modern day Rakshasas, they're doing, you can see in the news every day, many people are crying. Either they're in direct pain or suffering and starving or someone they know has just been killed. And this is all influence of Rakshasa civilization. And Prabhupada is the stalwart chief, leader, captain, general, super general, Shanapati, to fight the modern Rakshasa influence. So powerful that when an ordinary general dies, they have to put a new general. But not in the case of we have Prabhupada, he is still the general because he's leading with his speaking. So if we invoke the instructions of Prabhupada as much as possible, we can also, we'll be equipped to fight the modern Rakshasas. And if we try to concoct as described in this purport, it will become more difficult. Kalpita on our own. So we should always take the mercy of Prabhupada if we want to push on this Krishna consciousness. Carrying out the order of his father, who is bound by a promise to his wife. This is a thread in the Ramayana, promise to wife. He was, this way Ramchandra was banned. This is all Leela, of course. And Ramchandra himself, being Ekapatni, he destroyed Ravana and his whole dynasty because he tried to steal Sita Devi. Practically the whole Ramayana is based on that. Lord Ramachandra left behind his kingdom, opulence, friends, well-wishers, residence, everything else. In the 11th canto, we find the very famous verse, Taktva sudustyaja surepshita raja lakshmin dharmishta arivachasa yadaga dharanyam mayamrgam dayata yepshita anvadavad bande mahapurushate charanaravinda. This is the Sadbuja verse. All you students know Sadbuja? Who knows Sadbuj? Six-arm form of Krishna. Nobody? Who? Okay, can you say what are the three forms? And Krishna. Very good. Now you all heard it? Sadbuj has six arms, two arms. He is Lord Ram. And he's holding the bow like there, bow and arrow. And two arms, he's holding his flute. You've seen the picture. It's in the, you can open the Bhagavatam or Krishna art book. My picture's there. and Lord Chaitanya is holding a stick, Ekadanda, and a kamandalu is a water pot. But here we see that Ramchandra also goes in the forest. So that's why it says that all three of them are in the forest. Krishna's in the forest playing his flute, attracting all the gopis. Ramchandra is in the forest by the order of his father. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he goes in the forest, just like in Jarikanda forest. He was enjoying so much in Jarikanda forest. All the nice waterfalls. But Ramchandra was also so renounced as described here. Now it's going to be, there's another purport I'll read. Maharaj Dasarath had three wives. One of them, Kaikeyi, served him very pleasingly, therefore wanted to give her a benediction. Kaikeyi, however, said that she would ask for the benediction when it was necessary. Just at the right time. At the time of the coronation of Prince Ramchandra, Kaikeyi requested her husband to enthrone her son Bharata and send Ramchandra to the forest. Maharaj Dasarath, being bound by his promise, ordered Ramchandra to go to the forest according to the dictation of his beloved. And the Lord, as an obedient son, accepted the order immediately. He left everything without hesitation, just as a liberated soul or great yogi gives up his life without material attraction. While wandering in the forest, where he accepted a life of hardship, carrying his invincible bow and arrows in his hand, Lord Ram deformed Ravana's sister, who was polluted with lusty desire, by cutting off her nose and ears. He also killed her 14,000 Rakshasa friends, headed by Kar, Trishira, and Dushan. O King Parikshit, when Ravana, who had 10 heads on his shoulders, heard about the beautiful and attractive features of Sita, his mind was agitated by lusty desire, and he went to kidnap her. To distract Lord Ramchandra from his ashram, Ravana sent Maricha in the form of a golden deer, and when Lord Ramchandra saw that wonderful deer, he left his residence and followed it, and finally killed it with a sharp arrow, as Lord Shiva killed Daksha. Wow, Daksha got killed by Lord Shiva. He got a new head anyway. But it was when Ramchandra entered the forest and Lakshman was also absent, the worst of the Rakshasas, Ravana, kidnapped Sita Devi, the daughter of the king of Videha, just as a tiger seizes unprotected sheep when the shepherd is absent. Then Lord Ram wandered in the forest with his brother Lakshman, as if very much distressed due to separation from his wife. Thus he showed by his personal example the condition of a person attached to women. Uh-oh. Purport. In this verse, the words Sri Sanginam Gatim Iti indicate that the conditioned soul, condition of a person attached to women, was shown by the Lord Himself. According to moral instructions, Grihe Narim Vibarjayet, when one goes on a tour, he should not bring his wife. Formerly, men used to travel without conveyance, but still, as far as possible, when one leaves home, one should not take his wife with him, especially if one is in such a condition as Lord Ramchandra when banished by the order of his father. Whether in the forest or at home, if one is attached to women, this attachment is always troublesome, as shown by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by his personal example. Of course, this is the material side of Sri Sanghi, but the situation of Lord Ramchandra is spiritual, for he does not belong to the material world. Narayana paro vyakta, Narayana is beyond the material creation. Because he is the creator of the material world, he is not subject to the conditions of the material world. The separation of Lord Ram Chandra from Sita is spiritually understood as vipralamba, which is an activity of the ladini potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, belonging to the Shringara Ras, the mellow of conjugal love in the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has all the dealings of love, displaying the symptoms called sattvika, sanchari, vilapa, murcha, and unmada. Thus, when Lord Ramchandra was separated from Sita, all these spiritual symptoms were manifested. The Lord is neither impersonal nor impotent. Rather, he is Satchidananda Vigraha, the eternal form of knowledge and bliss. Thus, he has all the symptoms of spiritual bliss. Feeling separation from one's beloved is also an item of spiritual bliss. As explained by Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami, Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritya La Dini Shakti Rasma. The dealings of love between Radha and Krishna are displayed as the pleasure potency of the Lord. The Lord is the original source of all pleasure, the reservoir of all pleasure. Lord Ramachandra therefore manifested the truth both spiritually and materially. Materially, those who are attached to women suffer, but spiritually, when there are feelings of separation between the Lord and his pleasure potency, the spiritual bliss of the Lord increases. This is further explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Abhijananti ma mudha manashim tanamashritam parambhamajananto mamabhutam heishvaram. One who does not know the spiritual potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead thinks of the Lord as an ordinary human being, but the Lord's mind, intelligence, and senses can never be affected by material condition. This fact is further explained in Skanda Purana, quoted by Madhvacharya. Quote, English, it was actually impossible for Ravana to take away Sita. The form of Sita taken by Ravana was an illusory representation of Mother Sita, Maya Sita. When Sita was tested in the fire, this Maya Sita was burned, and the real Sita came out of the fire. A further understanding to be derived by this example is that a woman, however powerful she may be in the material world, must be given protection, for as soon as she is unprotected, she will be exploited by rakshasas like Ravana. Here the words Vaideha Raja Duhittari indicate that before Mother Sita was married to Lord Ramchandra, she was protected by her father, Vaideha Raj, or Janaka. And when she was married, she was protected by her husband. Therefore, the conclusion is that a woman should always be protected. According to the Vedic rule, there is no scope for a woman's being independent. Asamaksham. For a woman cannot protect herself independently. This is verse 12. Lord Ramachandra, whose lotus feet are worshipped by Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, had assumed the form of a human being. Thus he performed the funeral ceremony of Jatayu, who was killed by Ravana. The Lord then killed the demon named Kabunda, and after making friends with the monkey chiefs, killing Bali and arranging for the deliverance of Mother Sita, he went to the beach of the ocean. Actually, they're not at all monkeys, as described in the beginning of the Ramayana, but actually they were demigods who had assumed the form of these vanaras, instructed by Lord Brahma, to become. So these are actually not ordinary monkeys. And even in Prahlad's prayers, you find he referred to Jatayu in one of the first prayers. What is that verse? He describes all the different potencies. Tejo. Anyway, you can find it, verse 10. Huh? Janabi anarupam. Yeah. Manye denabi janarupa. Huh? Manye denabi janarupa tapol. Tapaspi. He's got it up there? 10, 9, 7, 9, 7. Huh? Teja prabhava bala paro shabuddhi yoga. Nara denaya bhavanti pungsam. And the last line describes, I think, Jatayu. Wow. Concert. Text 9. 799. 799. Wait. Oh, that's not it. Must be 10 or one of those. Bhakti Tatosh Bhaktiya Tatosh Bhagavan Gajayutapa. That's what you just said? Oh, well, Prabhupada described Jatayu then. When I think of Prahlad, I guess I think of Prabhupada describing Prahlad. Or maybe he's not mentioned. Prabhupada mentioned immediately that Jatayu was also defending. He gives it in a purport from Lord Ram. So when Ramchandra was searching for Sita, he found Jatayu almost dead and was informed that Sita had been carried off by Ravana. When Jatayu died, Ramchandra did the duty of a son by performing the funeral ceremony. Then he made friends with the monkeys to deliver Sita Devi. After reaching the beach, Lord Ramachandra fasted for 3 days, awaiting the arrival of the ocean personified. When the ocean did not come, the Lord exhibited his pastime of anger, and simply by glancing over the ocean, all the living entities within it, including crocodiles and sharks, were agitated by fear. Then the personified ocean fearfully approached Lord Ramchandra, taking all paraphernalia to worship him. Falling at the Lord's lotus feet, the personified ocean spoke as follows. Oh, all-pervading Supreme Person, we are dull-minded and did not understand who you are, but now we understand that you are the Supreme Person, the Master of the entire universe, the unchanging and original personality of Godhead. The demigods are infatuated with the mode of goodness, the Prajapatis with the mode of passion, and the Lord of Ghosts with the mode of ignorance, but you are the master of all these qualities. Purport. The word Jadadiya refers to intelligence like that of an animal. A person with such intelligence cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Without being beaten, an animal cannot understand the purpose of a man. Similarly, those who are dull-minded cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But when punished severely by the modes of material nature, they begin to understand him. A Hindi poet has said, Dukha e sab hari bhaje, sukha e bhaje koi, sukha se agar hari bhaje, dukha katan se hoi. When one is distressed, he goes to the church or temple to worship the Lord, but when opulent, he forgets the Lord. Therefore, punishment by the Lord through material nature is necessary in human society. For without it, men forget the supremacy of the Lord due to their dull, blunt intelligence. Now the ocean says, My Lord, you may use my water as you like. Indeed, you may cross it and go to the abode of Ravana, who is the great source of disturbance and crying for the three worlds. He is the son of Vishrava, but is condemned like urine. Please, go kill him, and thus regain your wife, Sita Devi, O great hero. Although my water presents no impediment to your going to Lanka, please construct a bridge over it to spread your transcendental fame. Upon seeing this wonderfully uncommon deed of your lordship, all the great heroes and kings in the future will glorify you. Purport. It is said that a sun and urine emanate from the same source, the genitals. When a son is a great devotee or a great learned person, the seminal discharge for begetting a son is successful. But if the son is unqualified and brings no glory to his family, he is no better than urine. Here, Ravana is compared to urine because he was the cause of disturbance to the three worlds. Thus, the ocean personified wanted him killed by Lord Ramchandra. One feature of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ramchandra, is his omnipotence. The Lord can act without regard to material impediment or inconveniences. But to prove he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and not merely advertised as Godhead or elected by popular vote, he constructed a wonderful bridge over the ocean. Nowadays, it has become fashionable to create some artificial god who performs no uncommon activity. A little magic will bewilder a foolish person into selecting an artificial god because he does not understand how powerful God is. Lord Ramchandra, however, constructed a bridge over the water with stone by making the stones float. This is proof of his uncommonly wonderful power. Why should someone be accepted as God without displaying extraordinary potency by doing something never to be done by any common man? We accept Lord Ramchandra as the Supreme Personality of Godhead because he constructed this bridge, and we accept Lord Krishna as the Personality of Godhead because he lifted Govardhan Hill when he was only 7 years old. We should not accept any rascal as God or incarnation of God, for God displays special features in his various activities. Therefore, he says himself in Gita, Janma karma chame dibyam evam yo veti tatpata taktva deham punajanma mam naiti mam eti sojana. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activity does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. The activities of the Lord are not common. They are all transcendentally wonderful and not able to be performed by any other living being. The symptoms of the Lord's activities are all mentioned in the Shastras, and after one understands them, one will accept the Lord as he is. So, I'll read another one. Shukadev Goswami said, after constructing a bridge over the ocean by throwing into the water the peaks of mountains whose trees and other vegetation had been shaken by the hands of great monkeys, Lord Ramachandra went to Lanka to release Sita Devi from the clutches of Ravana. With the direction and help of Bibhishan, Ravana's brother, the Lord, along with the monkey soldiers, headed by Sugriva, Nila, Hanuman, entered Ravana's kingdom, Lanka, which had previously been burnt by Hanuman. Purport. Great mountain peaks covered with trees and plants were thrown into the sea by the monkey soldiers and began to float by the supreme will of the Lord. By the supreme will of the Lord, many great planets float weightlessly in space like swabs of cotton. If this is possible, why should great mountain peaks not be able to float on water? This is the omnipotence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can do anything and everything he likes because he is not under the control of the material nature. Indeed, material nature is controlled by him. Maya dyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. Only under his direction does prakriti or material nature work. Similar information is given in the Brahma Samhita. Yas yagya brahmati samvritta kala chakro govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. Describing how material nature works, the Brahma Samhita says, the sun moves as desired by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Consequently, for Lord Ram to construct a bridge over the Indian Ocean with the help of monkey soldiers who threw great mountain peaks into the water is not at all wonderful. It is wonderful only in the sense that it has kept the name and fame of Lord Ram eternally celebrated. So, is any comment? Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry. Near the beginning, you were describing this part of a verse from the Ramayana that Prabhupada would often quote. How does it go again?
Ahishtam yattad puna janma jayaya.
But you never explain what that means.
How is your business in, well, I was saying that the whole Bhagavatam and Ramayana describes that, and just now this Janma Karma Chame Divyan verse, conquering over birth and death, to become immortal, to give up all attachment. What?
They also have a lila with that verse.
Lila?
Yeah. I mean, past times. When the sannyasi came to visit Harai Pandit to take Nityananda Prabhu, Kuber, his name was Kuber, when he was 12 years old, just going to be. That time, after passing the whole Leela Katha, whole night, then in the morning, Nityananda Prabhu's father, Harai Pandit, he submitted himself that, "I want to please you. You are such a great Mahatma. Please ask something." So then he says, "Okay."
It's like Dasarath, he had to give up.
Exactly. That's the where the story comes from. Then he says, okay, anything. Then he says, "I'm a old sannyasi. I need some assistant. So I want your son to come with me." Oh, it was like a devastated. But he remembered this sloka and the pastimes.
Kubera.
Remember this story. Because Vishwamitra, when he came, after he was welcome, you very nicely explained that he gave his own singhasan and everything. Then he says, he wanted to take Ram for killing Taraka, the famous, what do you call, Rakshasi female form. Anyway, she was putting all these stools, urine, all this on the Jagna places. It was horrible. So at that time, Dasharatha was so overwhelmed, he could not think of giving like this. Then Guru Vasishtha, he says, "No, you should do it. He's same powerful like me. It's only when you please Guru only comes good at the end." But still Dasharatha...
What's that? Comes good?
Comes good. Result will be good.
Yeah.
So, but still Dasharatha did not want to give. So he brought Bharat and Shatrughna. He says, "Here, take my two sons." But he didn't say who they are. So then Vishwamitra take these two boys and he went to a road. After a while, the road split this way and that way. So he says, "From here to my ashram, if we go in a safer way, it takes about many months. Or we can go in few days, but they're so dangerous, this Rakshasa. So which way we should go?" These two boys says, "What is the need of fighting? We'll go safer way." He got so furious. He come to Dasharatha. "You tried to cheat me? Why did you? This is not Ram." He knows who Ram is. And then Dasharatha got so trembling. And Vasishtha said, "What did you do?" He said, "Oh, I gave Bharat and Shatrughna, not Ram and Lakshman." "Oh, don't do this cheating to Sadhu." Immediately. So he come to Ram and Lakshman. And then he took Ram and Lakshman and he did the same thing. He asked, "So which way we should go? It takes only a few days or few months." "Oh, Gurudev, by your mercy, we can destroy those, no problem." Then Vishwamitra said, "All right, this is Ram Lakshman." So the result is at the end, they came with Sita. So Lakshmi came. If you please Guru, then get the Lakshmi. So that's why Kubera, he gave his son Nityananda Prabhu.
Yeah, but he died anyway. Dasarath died and Kubera died.
In separation. In separation.
So he didn't have a chance to get any Lakshmi. Anything else?
You know, I want to tell you one little story of Srila Prabhupada. I never heard, I always prayed if there is this pastime something like this. I just heard from Tibet Maharaj tells that on Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada went for a morning walk near Rangaji temple. There is a Vaikuntha garden. So Prabhupada was going with his disciples and there was one Indian gentleman who is also walking just towards Prabhupada. Morning walk, you know how they walk. And so Prabhupada just pointed towards him with his stick. He said, "Hare Krishna." And this old gentleman, he said, "Ram, Ram." So then after a few minutes, Prabhupada says, "He's a Ram Bhakta. They don't give up."
They don't give up.
So after a while, Prabhupada stopped and Prabhupada says, "Actually, I never heard the story where it's from, but it's so sweet. It really, I was so happy when I heard." So Prabhupada says, "Actually, when Radharani left from the Raslila, and then later on Krishna unite her alone in the forest, that time Lord Ram appeared. And then Ram worshipped Radha Govinda. So therefore, we
worship..." Prabhupada told the story?
Prabhupada said that story. He said, "Therefore, we worship Radha Krishna."
Where, someone said they heard that story like that?
Tripurari Maharaj, he was there.
Who was
Prabhupada.
It?
Tripurari Swami. Oh. He was with Prabhupada. And he said, he was like, "Wow." And then Prabhupada was chuckling. He said, therefore we say Hare Krishna. So then he was coming back. It was very funny. And the same man, he's going backward. So he's coming back also. And Prabhupada purposely stopped again to that same man. And then Prabhupada, this time he put his stick little forward and says, Hare Krishna. And the old man says, Ram Ram. And then Prabhupada started laughing and he says, they will never give up.
It's like when Murari Gupta, Mahaprabhu was describing that, Murari Gupta was such an intimate associate. He wrote all the Chaitanya Charitra, and he was, Lord Chaitanya got on his shoulders, and so many intimate pastimes. But still, he couldn't accept Krishna. Lord Chaitanya said, Guptaji, you must accept Krishna. He's so sweet. He never said anything against Ram. He said, but Krishna is playing his flute, and he has all these qualities. Imagine Lord Chaitanya describing Krishna so wonderfully. So he thought, Murari Gupta was thinking, yes, Mahaprabhu Nimai, he wants me to give up. He wants me to worship Krishna. So all night he couldn't sleep. Finally, he was crying, and he came to Lord Chaitanya and said, I couldn't give up. My head is firmly, eternally placed in Lord Ramchandra's feet. And Lord Chaitanya wrote on his head, I think with sandalwood, or just with his finger, Ram Das, that you are the incarnation of Hanuman. And then later on he asked him to recite, he had 8 shlokas as astakam that he composed. He said, Murari, you please recite your 8 shlokas from heart. And he recited his 8 shlokas. Of course, he accepted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Ramchandra. And because Sanatana Goswami and Rupa, they also tried to convert their brother Anupam to worship Krishna. But he was also a great devotee of Lord Ram, father of Jiva Goswami, Anupam, Pallava. So once, they never give up. As Prabhupada said, they never give up. Huh? The South Indian Brahmins gave up. That's true. Venkata Brahman, Prabodhananda Saraswati. And who was the third one? Tirumala? Oh, Tirumala was Prabodhananda. 3 brothers. And Tirumala was Prabodhananda. He became... Oh, no, the 3 separate. There was 3 separate brothers and the son, Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Gopal Bhatta was easy because he was only 7 years old. They did give up. Many gave up. They're chanting. They still chant Hare Krishna. I saw in Guru Vayur, they're chanting Hare Krishna after so many hundreds of years. I think Guru Vayur temple. And so, Prabhupada said sometimes, we're not bigots. We don't try to discourage anyone that you don't worship Ram. Just we present our... Sometimes people say, you chant Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram first, then Hare Krishna. And Prabhupada said, okay, you can do. Just like Valmiki, he could only chant Mara, Mara, death, death, or the Lord of death. So Narad Muni instructed him, yes, you chant Mara, Mara, Mara. And that's how he ended up doing the whole Ramayana, that he was chanting Mara, 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 became Rama, 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 Rama. And he became so attracted to Ram by chanting like that. Ram, 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 Mara, Mara, Mara. And Narad Muni is very tricky. And our acharyas are very tricky. So, is there any other comments? Yes? Nartaka and...
There's lots of Ram Bhaktas in Bombay area and Gujarat. So, at our temple in Juhu, of course, we have Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman. And this is like the big day. And in that temple, there's only 2 days that they flood the temple and have boat ceremonies. And one of them is Radhashtami, and the other one is Ram Nomi. And they have a huge festival. And so it's really wonderful.
How many times do they do it in Vrindavan? I know they do once. They do more than once in Vrindavan at our temple?
I don't know.
Once. Anything else? Somebody else had their hand. Okay. What?
Just
I just want to say who are the monkeys. There was a great personality, a scholar named Purandar Pandit. He was so very sober, gentle, very wise scholar that everybody would pay respect. In Bhakti Ratnakar says that when Nityananda Prabhu was walking by, that scholar somehow or other gave up his scholarly business. He started climbing the tree and jumping from the branch like a monkey and making sound, woo woo, something like that. And that was Angada. Angada.
Is this in Chaitanya Bhagavat or in Chaitanya?
Chaitanya Bhagavat has his the Angada came as a Purandar Pandit.
No, but yeah.
But Ratnakar says that how Purandar Pandit, he was a monkey in his original swarup, but as a Purandar Pandit, he was a great scholar. Everybody respected. So they're not ordinary monkey. They're
scholars. And Lord Chaitanya enacts the pastime of Lanka with all his in Puri. They have to. I did part of that painting in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. A few of us worked on the painting, but you see them, they have logs and they're bashing down a wall. It's meant to be like Sri Lanka. So Lord Chaitanya also enacted these pastimes. He didn't stick to only Gopi Bhav all the time. Yes?
Narayan Bhatta, I don't know if we accept, but he says that he gives a description how Hanuman came and picked up Govardhan to help build the bridge to Lanka. And just then there was a conch shell.
He picked up Govardhan to help the bridge to Lanka?
For building the bridge to Lanka, yes. Or building
the bridge. Threw it in the ocean?
No, he just picked it up and then the conch shell blew it and they said everything's finished. So.
Oh, it's too late.
Yeah, it's too late. No need anymore. So Govardhan was very upset because he was wanted to get the touch of Lord Ramchandra's lotus feet.
Who is Narayan Bhatt?
He was a contemporary of the six Goswamis. Yes, I don't know. Anyway.
You didn't see that by Jiva?
In his book, he claims he's Narad Muni's. But he's the founder of the Lardli Lal Temple in Barshana. He's the... They have... The Brijbasis, they respect him as Brajacharya, they call him.
Okay.
The deity there showed him around Braj and showed him different places like that, they say. Anyway, so Govardhan was very upset, and he was going to curse Hanuman, but Ramchandra came.
Well, I don't know.
Said,
Lord Chaitanya wouldn't even set foot on Govardhan Hill, or Rupa Goswami, or any of his followers of Rupa Goswami.
Lord Chaitanya, yes.
So I don't know if...
Because Lord Chaitanya was in the mood
no,
of
he
a
also,
devotee.
No, he also, didn't he? He
Lord
also...
Chaitanya was in the mood of a devotee.
Yeah,
the mood but of Ramchandra was in the mood of the...
Anything
Ariata
else?
Purushot.
Anyone else?
Hare Krishna. I just was reading some things from Radhanath Swami. He was speaking on Ram Nomi, and he was just remarking, I just thought it might be valuable to add, that Ravana is the personification of lust, and how there's a 100% surefire way to conquer lust, and that's to always remember Sri Ram, and that...
Yeah, that's one of these verses that Sukadev gives here, actually, specific. I could. What? You're saying the verse? Oh, that's another one, yeah. That's the rasa dance. Yeah. Anyway, there's several like that verses.
Also, he was just mentioning that anytime we perceive that we're in an enjoying spirit, wanting to enjoy sense gratification, we can understand that we are a disciple of Ravana.
Actually, I heard in Bombay one time, Prabhupada said that the devotees were engaging servants and different things to do things for them, and he said, you have all become like Ravana. So we can remember that. We don't know if Prabhupada lifted that little bit of admonishment yet, but whenever we want to. We really want to find out how you should live in the mat. You can read how Srila Bhakti Siddhanta asked the sannyasis and brahmacharis to give up their any lust or any attachment they had. He had 10 rules that he gave because he noticed that everyone was becoming more attached and envious and exhibiting mundane characteristics of sense gratification. Even the sannyasis and brahmacharis, even Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's time, he gave 10 rules. From then on, he said the sannyasis had to go barefoot. They had to serve all the visitors at the mop. The sannyasis, if they still wanted to enjoy or use the car, there was a car, then they should put on white with a tail, take off their saffron cloth, and go home to their mother, and the moth will be no worse for it. They can live with their parents or go back. He was take no prisoners philosophy. And he used the word foppish about 10 times in the 3-page letter. If anyone doesn't know, fop is a spoiled type of very wealthy person. We've seen sannyasis like that also with many charters, you know, 12 different charters, silk, from 20, you know, different types of silks and enjoying different types of perfumes. This type of mood, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta disdained completely. Of course, he wanted them to, but he was so alarmed that he said they should go barefoot. He said the members of the mot will automatically, spontaneously serve you when you're finished with your false ego. But if you want to stay in the mot and try to control others' wives, he noticed like that, and go out and take the car to get sweets, to enjoy, make your senses strong and take so many milk products, then it's better you go home. And no weightlifters, he said. We don't want anybody building up. Apparently they had people doing that even in then, to those days. What to speak of now? I don't think any ISKCON temple is complete without a weight room. Strong medicines. He didn't even want them to go for medicine. Someone else will get it for you. You don't go. And that was meant, he said, for the grihasthas as well. So the Ravana mentality is always ready to take over. What is that? Gyanam apriti nivitti gornam krum atma prasada utayata gunesh vasanga. What's the rest? Samatha patas tatta bhakti yoga. I know Dravida knew that verse. Ko ratim hari kata ratim nakorya. What is it? Who will not be attracted to this Harikata? Because by taking this Harikata, these waves of nature, material nature, the whirlpools will be defeated. Second chapter, Sukadeva Goswami is giving. Huh? Second canto, I mean. Third chapter. Second canto, third chapter. Anything else? Jai.
Another place that only the devotees should use the cars.
Right. Prabhupada said the guru should have a gold, yeah. Solid gold car, Rolls Royce. Solid gold, yeah. I mean, they have those sheiks in the Middle East, they have a gold plated, but Prabhupada said the acharya should have solid gold, not just plated gold. Yeah. Well, finding fault that, oh, you're riding in a Rolls Royce. Prabhupada said, no, as representative of Krishna, the guru should have a solid goal, just to blow their mind. I think he blew their minds pretty well.